Welcome to the Senate Committee on Banking and Financial Institutions. We don't currently have a quorum, so we're going to start as a subcommittee. Let me just mention that we have six bills on our agenda today and a hard stop at 3 o'clock because we have floor session. Three of the six items are on consent. Those bills are item 2, AB 1782 by Manshine, item 3, AB 1784 by DeBobne, item 4, AB 2274 by DeBobne. And as soon as we get a quorum, I will hold the consent calendar hostage until the appropriate time. So we do have an author that is here, Chairman DeBobne. Thank you very much. This is Assembly Bill 268. We welcome you to the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, welcome to this committee. I look forward to working with you for many years to come. And to all my colleagues here, thank you for the thoughtful discussions we've had on this bill. I bring before you today AB 268, which will provide a new consumer lending alternative under the California Finance Lenders Law. For over 2 years, I have met with stakeholders on both sides, including individual borrowers of existing loan products, to find a way that we can reform the California Lenders Law. This bill would cover loans from $150 to $3,000. This range of loans is currently covered by payday loans up to $300 or loans made under the CFL pilot program. Anything over $2,500 is not covered in statute. I've spent time talking to dozens of small dollar credit borrowers to hear their challenges and how every month they are unable to meet their current financial needs and are forced into these type of loans. Many of these consumers would have been in a better situation with a longer term installment loan that was underwritten to ensure that they could pay back the loan. I can remember talking to one consumer that needed $1,100 to make car repairs. In the current market, it is near impossible to get a loan of this amount. So this consumer took out four payday loans from four different lenders to piece together the amount they needed. This approach became more expensive and required a lump sum payback with their next payday looming a month away. Unfortunately for this person, had they not done this, they would not be able to get their car fixed and would have been unable to make it to work as public transportation was an option in their community. I met with another consumer that needed $1,500 for his landscape business. Unable to get his credit, he took out a car title loan as a necessity to repair the equipment he needed to go to work every day. The title loan for $2,600 was far above the amount he actually needed and actually put him in a worse financial situation. But there's really nothing in the marketplace that offered him for his needs. Our current law leaves subprime credit consumers with few options for small dollar credit. I agree with the consumer organizations that some of these products can lead to borrowers into a debt spiral, and I want to continue working with them to address their concerns. And we've done a lot with consumer groups, including focus groups and over half a dozen hearings. However, I do not think the solution is to make credit so difficult to obtain that consumers are unable to get loans. If we simply eliminate credit options, that will not magically eliminate the consumer's need for small dollar credit, and it will lead to worse outcomes for the individual borrowers in my community and all of yours. This is not a market served by banks or credit unions currently. Non-traditional sources of capital are often the only option available for millions of consumers who are underbanked and underserved. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau released their rules for small dollar credit. In spite of the restrictive nature of these rules that even the CFPB has said will lead to 30 to 40% reduction in small dollar credit available, there still is a need for this type of credit, and we have to address that within this institution. At the CFPB hearing in Kansas City, Keith Soldermeyer, president of the $4 billion Connecticut Federal Credit Union based in Manhattan Beach, California, said that this credit union lost $20 on every small dollar loan they made that was made with a 36% APR or less, and therefore were not able to compete in this marketplace. I want to acknowledge an analysis prepared by this committee and appreciate the various issues that is raised that provide a blueprint for making the bill better as we move forward. Admittedly, this bill is a work in progress and is not the finish line, but rather a starting point, which I take great pride in. It is far from perfect. It is a vehicle for further discussion with consumer groups, industry representatives, and the Department of Business Oversight, which has been a great partner. But my overriding concern are for the individuals in my community and across the state who I've heard from on nearly a daily basis for the last 6 months. I actually decided to lead a focus group. And I will tell you, I left that focus group with more resolve to address this situation. These are real people with real challenges that live in our communities. This is not a theoretical discussion, but rather something that makes an individual's life easier and more productive in the future, and that is my goal. These are people that have real financial needs that are not being met in the current marketplace, and I look forward to working with this committee as we move forward in the process to achieve some type of parity within our financial markets to give them a reasonable option when an emergency strikes or at the end of the month they just don't have enough money to pay the rent, fix their car, pay an unexpected health care bill, or provide food for their family. These are all real situations that I heard firsthand. We are working for these people just as much as we're working for everyone else in our community. We have to give them more options with a fairer rate that they're able to pay back and hopefully can build credit from, because otherwise their outcomes will be far worse. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairman Dubovne. I see that we have a quorum present, so I want to take the roll and so we can be official here.
Senator Glaser?
Here.
Glaser here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak here. Galgiani? Hull? Hull here. Hueso? Laura? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here.
All right, so we have a quorum and we can be official. Chairman Dubovne, thank you for your very articulate statement. You know, I know you've been working on this for many years, and you mentioned the 6+ hearings that you had and the focus group, and your passion and commitment to this issue is outstanding. And when we talk about Californians in need, as you articulately addressed, it's a lot. It's a lot of Californians. It's not just tens of thousands. It's millions of people have taken advantage of these small dollar lines of credit, installment loans, to really make a big difference in their lives. And it's not things that we take for granted. It's not luxury things. It's, as you mentioned, it's a car payment that's critical. It's medical expenses. It's the rent check that somehow, because of an unexpected cost, have come into play, that they need that short-term loan. And it is a big problem. And you're right that the federal rules are changing, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau draft regulations are going to have a big impact in taking away a lot of options for a lot of people in your district, in my district, throughout California. And I know that everyone here in this room and is watching online appreciates the leadership that you have provided in this area, and your legislation is a reflection of a lot of hard work to try to find that consensus point to providing for this important need in a responsible way, and I applaud you for it. We have had a chance to talk about this offline and to see whether we have a vehicle here that can move today and that can signify important progress point going forward. And I know that we've had a fruitful conversation about it. I've shared some of my concerns with you that were close, and I certainly am committed to trying to move this forward with you to its success in getting something that can help so many people here in the state. But I do have some concerns about the bill, as you know, and I am reluctant to support it at this point in time. But I would like to work with you to find that clear path to balance the various concerns that are out there in regard to this type of lending. I know that you have offered, and I would pleased to accept to partner with you as we go forward to try to find that right balance to do what we all know is necessary to give our residents, our consumers, some options that can make a big difference in their life. So, for me at least, and I'll turn to my committee members to see whether there's an interest in going forward in testimony and deliberations any further today. But I did want to applaud your great leadership and commitment to this, and I'd like to work with you on it.
With that being said, Mr. Chair, and I want to specifically thank you and the Vice Chair and also my Senate colleague, Mr. Hall, who's been truly passionate about this issue. I know we've had many conversations, me and Chairman Hall, on a number of issues, and this, especially for his community, I know it's been a huge issue. It's something I've come to his community and we worked on together and looked at some of these issues. And if we have the commitment to work with you going forward and the Vice Chair going forward to find more common ground, to look at more ways that we can help these individual borrowers, and every community in our state, every district in our state has a need for these products and there's a demand for these products. So we all have to work together to find a better path for these bars. I'd be more than willing to hold off on a vote today to give us more time to look at what the CFPB is doing, to give that a little time to play out, and to continue through the summer and the fall leading up to next December to be able to get this to a position where we can find more common ground with both the consumer groups and industry and find a path that's really going to benefit the borrowers in my community and across the state.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm hopeful that I'll be around a little bit longer, and I'm hopeful that you will be around a little bit longer.
We'll knock on wood.
To work on this together, because it's there is a big need, and it's a big problem, given those federal regulations and what that's going to do to the small dollar lending, payday loan lending, and we have to do better for our residents and our citizens. So with that, if there's any other thoughts from the committee members, I think we would accept your offer to hold the bill today, and we'll continue to work on it together. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the committee staff work on this, and we look forward to continuing this, and this will be a starting off point and not a closing point, and we look forward to coming back very soon and continuing this work. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Okay. Do we have another author here? All right, I will use the prerogative of the chair to bring up the consent calendar for all those who are here. We have three bills on consent, as I mentioned earlier. One of them, AB 1782, will be due pass to judiciary. The other two, 1784 and 2274, will be due pass to the floor.
Appropriations.
Oh, to appropriations, excuse me. And with that, if we could call the roll. I do have a motion from our vice chair. Thank you. And if we could call the roll on those bills.
Senator Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani? Hull?
Aye.
Hull, aye.
Yes, it is, sir.
Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Morrell? Morrell, aye.
All right, so we have the votes for the consent calendar, but we'll keep it open for our tardy members who probably have other conflicts in other committees. Okay, so we have two other bills on our agenda today, Assemblyman Wilk and Assemblyman Levine. And unless they're hiding in the back, they are not here. So we're going to give them a moment to arrive if they'd like their bill to be heard.
You guys do some quick work.
All right. Found somebody from the assembly to wander in. Nice to have you here, Assemblyman Levine. We're going to call up your bill, Assembly Bill 2759. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Senator Glaser and members. I would like to start off by accepting the clarifying amendment presented in the committee analysis. AB 2759 helps to compensate victims of corporate fraud by making a much-needed clarifying change in law to allow for appropriate access to the victims of corporate fraud compensation fund. The fund was created in 2002 in light of scandals involving Enron and other corporations. This limited award, which provides unpaid restitution to victims, ensures justice is served and that victims are made whole to the greatest extent possible. Unfortunately, some victims have been unable to access the fund because existing law specifically states that the judgment must be against a corporation. This inadvertently excludes victims in cases where the judgments are against agents of a corporation and not the corporation itself. AB 2759 simply clarifies that those who are victims of agents of a corporation may be considered for compensation through the fund.
Fantastic. Thank you for that opening. Do you have witnesses in support?
I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Don Kepke with McHugh Kepke and Associates on behalf of Crime Victims United of California, very strong support. We really think that this is a common sense measure really to help those victims that, but for it being a corporation or a person that is charged versus a corporation, they would have otherwise have access to these resources for restitution. In these types of cases, many victims lose their entire livelihood. So the small amount that could be reclaimed from this fund, which was set up for this very purpose, is a reasonable, very good public policy measure to push forward and certainly would go a long way to helping victims rebuild their lives. For these reasons, we're very strongly supportive and really urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kepke. Any other witnesses in support?
My name is Paul Huff, and I'm a resident of San Rafael, California, and a lifelong resident of the state. I am also a victim of the financial fraud perpetrated by Santa Rosa-based AGA financial advisory firm and by Asset Real Estate Investment Company, AREI, located in Redding, California. This fraud, as Mark mentioned, originally was $200 million, but in today's dollars, this amounts to close to $1 billion in wealth destruction on seniors of the state of California. I am pleased today to support 2759, which broadens and clarifies eligibility for victims from the Victims of Corporate Compensation Fund. The expansion of compensation to those who have been victimized by agents of a corporation is necessary so that the fund operates as designed. Corporate fraud is indeed committed by its agents and not the corporate entity itself. The limited compensation the fund provides, often years after the loss has occurred, allows some recovery, but often indeed in this case is only a partial payment for the misdeeds of these California corporations. In this case, and out of the over 1,000 households, husbands and wives, victimized in this case, I have encountered many situations of personal bankruptcy at a time they were looking to retire, the need to resort to reverse mortgages to make ends meet, forcing seniors to go back to work after 40 years of work, and in the worst of cases, for them to contemplate suicide. This is what happens when savings accumulated from years of working lost to the greed of individuals. The operation of the fund is critical in this, the largest state in the nation. Legitimate claims in the amount of not more than $50,000 should not be denied because they were victimized by agents of a corporation and not the corporation itself. I fully support AB 2759. It is a case of doing the right thing. Instead of always talking about doing the right thing should be done by supporting this bill. I respectfully ask for your support.
Thank you, Mr. Huff. Are there any other witnesses in favor? All right, seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? Or neither in support or opposition? All right. Seeing nobody coming forward. Assemblyman, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. Committee discussion, or is there a motion? That's been moved by Senator Hall. That's the, and this is due pass as amended to Judiciary. Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due, pass as amended to Judiciary. Senator Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Vidak? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hall? Hall, aye. Wesso? Lara? Morrell? Morrell, aye.
All right, we're going to hold that roll open. It has Joy's 4 votes in favor. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Senators.
Okay. All right, Assemblyman Wilk, you are up. Welcome. We're going to hear Assembly Bill 2637 by Assemblyman Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I have before you today AB 2637, a measure making changes to the California Franchise Investment Law. First, I will be accepting the amendments on page 4 of the analysis as modified by council to address technical concerns. AB 2637 proposes to amend the Corporations Code to address an unintended consequence caused by Code Section 31109.1. Specifically, AB 2637 is designed to simplify the negotiated sales of franchises in instances where all parties are in agreement about the terms of the amendments. This proposal will assist parties in bypassing a currently cumbersome amendment process, and as a result, will help facilitate cooperative negotiations between franchisees and franchisors. Therefore, this measure will help to improve the overall operation of franchises within California. Again, I want to thank the committee staff for their hard work on this bill and respectfully ask for an aye vote. I have with me today Matthew Kreitzer from the State Bar of California is here to testify and answer any questions the committee may have.
Great. Welcome. Anything you'd like to add to, in support?
Thank you. Only briefly, I would just say that right now California is the only state in the country that where franchisors routinely refuse to negotiate with franchisees regarding their franchise agreements. It's an unfair situation that's hurting both sides, and this bill would fix that problem.
Terrific. Any other witnesses in favor?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Randy Pollack on behalf of the International Franchise Association in support.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Keith Miller, chairman of the Coalition of Franchisee Associations. We carried that little non-controversial franchise bill last year. We are in support. The amendments made in this committee were actually our recommendations, and with those amendments, we are happy to support.
Very good. Any other witnesses in favor? All right, any witnesses against? Are those who still have no opinion? All right, very good. Mr. Wilk, would you like to close?
Just respectfully ask for an aye vote.
All right, members, any questions or is there a motion? Senator Hall has moved the bill as amended. Do pass to Judiciary. That, I'd like to ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Motion is do pass as amended to Judiciary. Senator Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Vidak? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Wesso? Lara? Morrell? Morrell, aye.
All right, that enjoys 4 votes. Sir, thank you. Congratulations on that. We'll hold the roll open for just about 5 minutes for absent members to come to vote on this bill and the remaining items that
thank
are
you,
on
Mr.
call.
Chair,
thank you.
Thank you.
Got it. So she also missed the first bill, I think, didn't she? You're missing one? So the first one we held. Right, so you haven't voted on consent? Okay, we'll do that and we'll take care of you. All right, okay, we're gonna open the roll on the consent calendar. The Secretary, please call the roll. Yeah, call each one. Yeah, that's absent, yes.
Senator Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Lara?
All right, we're going to hold the roll open on that. Thank you.
I
some other members who have joined us, so we're going to open the roll again. Which one of you missed?
The last two.
The last two. Okay, let's open the roll on AB 2637.
He didn't do the consent calendar.
I did consent.
Yeah, you did.
So let's do 2637. This is as amended, do pass to judiciary.
Aye.
Go through the roll. Go ahead.
Assembly Bill 2637, motion is do pass as amended to judiciary.
Aye.
Senator Lara.
Senator Hueso.
I'm sorry, Senator Hueso.
Aye.
Senator Hueso, aye. Senator Lara.
All right, so that bill is going to be put back on call. And let's go to AB 2759.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Senator Vidak? Senator Hueso?
Aye.
Senator Hueso, aye. Senator Lara?
Thank you, Senator Hueso. All right, we're going to put that back on call and hope that our remaining members will come join us. Favorite senator has arrived. All right, so we're gonna go back through the roll. For those who aren't paying attention, AB 268 has been held. The consent calendar is item 234, AB 1782, 1784, and 2274. Would the secretary please call the roll on the consent calendar?
Senator Lara?
Aye.
Senator Lara, aye.
Is that everybody?
Yes.
That is everybody. That's a seven. That's a 7-0, and that consent calendar is approved. The next measure is AB 2637. It's proposed to be passed as amended to judiciary. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Senator Vidak? Senator Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye.
All right, we'll hold that open. That has 6 votes. Finally, AB 2759, proposed do pass as amended to judiciary. The secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Senator Vidak? Senator Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye.
All right, we're going to keep the call on that. That's 6-0, and that is our bills as we await our final member. Thank you all. Okay, we're going to take up our bills for the last time here. And we have the consent calendar. Have you?
Yes. Everyone's on it.
Everybody's on the consent calendar? All right. Let's open up the roll on AB 2637.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Senator Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
All right. That's 7-0. That bill is approved. Next item, AB 2759. Secretary, call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Senator Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
All right, that bill has 7-0. That is passed out on its journey ahead. Thank you all very much for joining us today, and the meeting of the Senate Banking and Financial Institutions Committee is adjourned.